When Donald Trump landed in Scotland just hours after the United Kingdom's historic vote, he was quick to draw parallels between that country's decision to leave the European Union and his own presidential campaign.
People want to take their country back. They want to have independence, in a sense. And you see it with Europe, all over Europe.
Populist nationalist parties have been gaining support across Europe in recent years. And as NPR's Scott Detrow reports, there are similarities between those movements and Trump's campaign.
Take a listen to Nigel Farage celebrating the United Kingdom's decision to leave the EU.
This will be a victory for real people, a victory for ordinary people.
Farage heads the far-right UK Independence Party, and for years he's been the leading voice, calling for a divorce from the EU. When he declares victory, it sounds a lot like the type of rhetoric we've been hearing across the political spectrum.
We have fought against the multinationals. We fought against the big merchant banks. We fought against big politics.
While the feeling has gone more mainstream lately, contempt for the elite class is a key part of nationalist party movements.
People feel quite rightly that they have no real control over the political system, but political class does what it wants and sort of ignores ordinary people. And to a large extent, that's because of the necessities of globalization.
That's Yasha Monk. He teaches political theory at Harvard University and has studied the rise of nationalist movements. Monk says these parties have existed in Europe for a long time, but in recent decades, they've been gaining more and more power due to a mix of economic, ethnic, and religious factors.
You have a socially descending middle class that hasn't had real gains in the standard of living in 30 years. And at the same time, you seem to have real improvements in social status, if not necessarily in economic status, for ethnic minorities. And so they feel like our country is being taken away.
And in addition to resentment toward elites, many of the movements pin the blame for their country's problems on immigrants. Cass Muda also studies nationalist parties. He is a professor at the University of Georgia.
The idea of nativism, of seeing your country under threat by non-natives, specifically immigrants and Muslims, is something that Marine Le Pen and Donald Trump clearly share.
Syria's refugee crisis and terror attacks aligned with ISIS heighten those feelings. Here's Le Pen, the leader of France's National Front Party.
For the last 10 years, I've been warning of the rise of radical Islam in our country. For 10 years, I've been saying the connections between Islam and crime are rising and that some entire neighborhoods are falling into the hands of radical Islamists. And I repeat that we are underestimating this danger.
Compare that to Trump.
We need to tell the truth also about how radical Islam is coming to our shores. And it's coming. With these people, folks, it's coming.
One other parallel among all these movements, the solution is just a new leader with the political courage to carry out an easy fix.
We're going to build the wall, folks. Don't worry about it. Who's going to pay for the wall? Who?
In fact, under Nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban, Hungary has already built a border fence to try to stem Europe's migrant flow.
Many people criticize the physical barrier we are just setting up at this moment in Hungary. I ask everybody, all the European leaders, what else ideas they have.
Yasha Monk thinks these parties will continue gaining power over the next few years.
Because people aren't going to have a trust in politics. They don't have a trust in institutions.
And despite retreats like Brexit, globalization just isn't going away. So nationalism will continue to be a powerful political argument. And nationalism is clearly at the heart of Trump's campaign. Here's one moment in a speech this week.
Americans, the people that we love, Americans. America first. Make our country great again. Americans.
Scott Detrow, NPR News.